Quick rundown. 9 stories in one punch. Katie Couric posts from a hospital bed to push colon cancer screening. Nicole Kidman shares rare Antarctica family photos with her daughters. Bindi Irwin is balancing marriage strain between husband Chandler and brother Robert. Mel Brooks reflects on his deep friendship with Carl Reiner. Dylan Douglas turns heads for looking like dad. Michael Douglas. Robert Irwin meets a look-alike contest winner at Australia Zoo. Today's January 24th historical notes include everything from Caligula to a near-nuclear accident. Lisa Minnelli releases an AI-assisted dance track while keeping full vocal control. And Linda Blair, at 67, continues resilience in animal rescue work. That's the lineup. Let's unpack each. 1.
Fast, varied, and human. All right, first up, Katie Couric. She's 69, posted a smiling hospital photo with a nurse while having a colonoscopy, and used the moment to make a public health push.
Right. Katie's message is both personal and practical. She listed warning signs, unexplained weight loss, changes in bowel habits, blood in stools, bloating, and urged screening for anyone 45 and up, especially if there's a family history of cancer. She even gave a rule of thumb: start screening about 10 years before a relative's diagnosis. It's the sort of straightforward guidance that can save lives.
Her advocacy is informed by heavy personal experience. She survived breast cancer in 22-town, lost her first husband, Jay Monahan, to colon cancer in 1998, and her sister, Emily, died of pancreatic cancer in 2000. That history fuels why she's vocal now, and fans praised her candid, warm approach.
Public figures using their platform for medical awareness matters. It normalizes screening and reduces fear. If you're listening and you're 45 or older, or if cancer runs in your family, schedule that appointment. Quick PSA from Katie. Effectively delivered.
Next, Nicole Kidman. She shared rare family photos from Antarctica, the kind of post fans don't often get from her. Daughters Faith Margaret and Sunday Rose appear in coordinated cold weather gear, and Kidman's sister Antonia joins them.
The images mix playful family moments with striking nature shots, including a penguin close-up. The trip comes during a big life change. Kidman finalized a divorce from Keith Urban recently. Court documents emphasize a stable environment for the kids, and these photos read as a deliberate, tender move to prioritize family and privacy, while still giving fans a glimpse.
It's a reminder that celebrities curate what they share, and when it's rare, it feels meaningful. Nicole's message seems to be family first, beautiful memories second, and the public gets a respectful peek.
On to Bindi Irwin. Headlines say she's navigating tensions between her husband, Chandler Powell, and her brother, Robert Irwin. The core issue is different career focuses and the pressure of running the Australia Zoo and carrying on the Irwin legacy.
Sources say Chandler feels frustrated that Robert pursues high-profile TV projects while Chandler shoulders zoo work. Bindi is caught in the middle. She's balancing roles as CEO, mother to daughter Grace Warrior, wife, and public figure, and reportedly meditating daily to keep things steady.
It's an intimate look at family dynamics under the microscope of legacy and public expectation. The key takeaway: these are hard-working people trying to preserve a mission, wildlife conservation, while also managing very human disagreements.
Switching gears, Mel Brooks reflecting on his friendship with Carl Reiner. This piece isn't about gags so much as deep companionship, decades of laughter and real support, especially after both lost their wives.
Brooks spoke movingly about how the friendship went beyond performance. He even confessed that, in a painful twist, Reiner's passing spared him from witnessing another family tragedy he felt would have been unbearable. After Reiner died, Brooks continued visiting the Reiner family and stayed close to Reiner's daughter, keeping that bond alive.
Their partnership gave the world a lot of comedy, but this story underscores how creative collaborations can also be profound emotional lifelines. It's a quiet reminder of friendship's durability.
Now, Dylan Douglas. The 25-year-old has been popping up in photos, and people are talking about how much he resembles his dad, Michael Douglas. The family's Antarctica trip photos made that resemblance hard to miss.
Beyond looks, Dylan's building his own path, acting and hosting a weekly political show aimed at younger audiences, and he's spoken openly about living with dyslexia. His parents say they're proud of his independence and the way he's carving a career distinct from his famous family.
Appearance-driven comparisons are inevitable in celebrity families, but Dylan seems focused on substance, work, advocacy, and creating his own identity.
Speaking of doubles, Robert Irwin himself recently met a local lookalike contest winner, Ben Marshall, back in Caloundra. Marshall won after a breakdancing routine and then joined Robert for a face-to-face photo op, even holding a Burmese python together.
It was lighthearted, a fan moment that ended with laughs and high fives, and then Robert went right back to zoo work and conservation, the kind of fan engagement event that reinforces his down-to-earth image.
Now a quick pivot. History. January 24th has an eclectic list of events. Ancient politics, with Caligula's assassination, a massive Maya stele dedication, early naval aviation experiments in 1913, and the 1961 near loss of nuclear weapons when a B-52 broke apart over North Carolina. Japan's Heaton lunar probe launched in 1992, the first lunar mission by a country other than the US or USSR.
A lot packed into one calendar day. Military milestones, risky Cold War moments, and space exploration firsts. It's a reminder how any date can hold a surprising range of human stories.
Music next. Liza Minnelli released a dance track, Kids, Wait Till You Hear This, her first music in over a decade. She used AI for musical arrangement, but recorded every vocal herself and emphasized maintaining artistic control.
At 79, she's deliberately engaging with technology on her terms. The single pairs spoken word verses with deep house production and ties into her upcoming memoir. It's a good example of how artists are navigating the AI conversation, using tools but drawing firm lines around voice and ownership.
Finally, Linda Blair turned 67 and is still known beyond The Exorcist. After early fame and difficulties, she founded the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation to rescue animals and speaks about living with Lyme disease. Her life now centers on advocacy, rescue work, and resilience.
She's a reminder that careers evolve. The person behind an iconic role can build meaningful work that defines a legacy just as much as a single film did.
That's our roundup. Two quick closing notes. First, if any story resonated, from health reminders to family-first moments, dig into the details and sources. And second, remember to subscribe for the full daily episode, where we add context, listener mail, and a few off-mic observations.
We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines and humane stories. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Check in with family. And hey, maybe book that screening appointment if you're due. That's it for today.